Well, a Saturday in the books at the TPC Sawgrass and the 44th playing of the Players' Championship, and truly a day where almost anything seemed like it could happen and any number of guys could still win this unofficial fifth major. Welcome in. It's GNN Live for a Saturday night as we have completed three rounds of the Players' Championship. I'm TJ Reeves. He is the owner, the operator, the lead writer of Golf Newsnet. He is Ryan Ballingy with me. My friend, we saw on a Saturday some scores early. We then saw the wind blow and some guys just have to battle it coming in. And truly, my thought is there are any number probably of about a half dozen guys that could really win this thing on Sunday. That's my thought, though. Welcome in, Ryan. What are your thoughts after we've now seen 54 holes played in this event?
Well, I think that we've got a pretty wide open set of players that can still win this thing. As you mentioned, six. We might even be able to go down a dozen names. This golf course did not get softer. The rain that was forecast never really manifested itself. So this golf course is pretty difficult right now. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the pressure build up. It was windy out there today once again. And when the wind picks up on a firm, fast golf course, you're likely to see some kind of ballooning scores. And we saw that with some guys you wouldn't expect that from. And we saw that in spots from even the leaders themselves, the guys who are most likely to win this championship on Sunday. So certainly very wide open. And I'm very interested to see how the course plays tomorrow and offers a final round test for them, because the lead did not move today. And that was not expected with the rain. So now we have to kind of readjust our expectations for Sunday, and it could be very, very difficult.
Yeah, and as we left the post-round show on Friday night, we were talking about rain that was all around the Jacksonville area. It never came to Sawgrass on this Saturday. And so consequently, the lead remains right around 9 under par where it was on Thursday, and it looks like once again, if there's not rain and there's not any in the forecast, that it's going to be something like that, 10, maybe 11 under par perhaps, that wins this thing. Just nobody in the afternoon really able to make a move. Ryan, I want to go back to what happened earlier in the day where Pat Perez and Sergio Garcia, we're going to hear from both of them in a few moments here on GNN Live. They both played well. I mean, Perez right out of the box birdies the first two holes, three of the first four. Ends up at one point, he was 7 under after kick-in birdie at the 17th, 7 under on the day, then bogeys the 18th. He clearly got himself back in contention and in the top 10 real quick, playing well. And this is a guy that played well last weekend at the Wells Fargo in Wilmington, North Carolina, had a chance at a playoff last week. Boy, he vaulted himself into contention playing some great golf real quick on a Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, Perez is playing great golf. He said in the year of his life, already winner this season, which wasn't in 2017, but was in 2016, playing lights out golf. I mean, just the short game that he has put together this season has been remarkable. It's really been the difference for him. Like you said, played himself into contention here today. And same thing with Sergio again. Perez is kind of a grinder guy. He was probably meaning to do this. I don't know that Sergio meant to shoot a 67 that got him into contention. Not that he wasn't trying, but that, you know, after the wedding and this being kind of the first tournament back and all that stuff, that, maybe it just didn't need to play that hard this week. And now he finds himself fully engaged. He's in the top 10. And between those two guys, I mean, they're playing on cloud nine. They're the most dangerous guys, I think, that are kind of in that group of contenders outside the lead.
All right, so again, Pat Perez and Sergio Garcia both meeting with the media after their rounds. Here was Perez about his day, about his 66, as again, he's now in the top 10.
The course is hard. I mean, it's a hard course. Doesn't fit my eye in almost any shot, like everybody else. That's how it was designed. So, you know, who loves it? Maybe the winner on Sunday, that's about it. But it's a hard course. It was designed to penalize you and challenge trouble and that kind of stuff, and that's what it does. It makes it uneasy for you, and there's not a shot out there that I'm comfortable hitting. So
18, you didn't really hit a bad shot on any of them, did you?
I hit the chip too hard. I was just trying to land it about 10 feet on and let it roll back and hopefully make four, but I got lucky. I made five.
At a place that keeps you so off balance, what does it feel like to get it?
I don't know. I still don't feel like I won. You know, I played great, but I mean, the wind was down, and tomorrow is going to be just as hard, and I got all the same thoughts that I've had for 14 times here, where the ball is going to go and could go and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not really overexcited about, it'd be nice to have a chance and that kind of stuff. But it's not like, I'm going to go get it tomorrow, not that kind of stuff. But I'm looking forward. I had a flight. Well, I thought I was going to be out of here early tomorrow or even tonight, but now I got to change all that, so.
William McGirt said earlier this week that you almost have to get lucky to have
it. You need some luck. You have to have some luck to win any week. I believe that because I had some luck when I won both of them. And, you need a bounce here and there. You need, the ball to actually stop as opposed to rolling off the green, or getting a lie in the pine straw or, I don't know.
Did any of your birdies out there today involve that kind of lucky bounce in any way or unfortunate?
Well, I hit a terrible shot on four, and it just hit that far over the railroad tie. I knew right when I hit it, I thought I missed it. I thought it was going to be right in the water, and I turned six into a three, so I got lucky there. But no, not really. I didn't really get I screwed up 11. I didn't get up and down from the bunker there, and a good birdie on 12, 13, and I thought, I got kind of lucky on 15. 16, I had a great shift, missed that one. But no, nothing really today. But, it makes up for it. Thursday, Friday, I had plenty of those, so.
So again, Pat Perez with, as Ryan mentioned, a win late last year, a top 10 finish, a top 5 finish last week at the Wells Fargo, and now in contention in this one. And as we've been talking about, Sergio Garcia came on strong and was making birdies coming down the stretch on this Saturday round. Here is Sergio talking about his 67, which puts him in position at the 2017 players for the final day.
Yeah, great day. Like I said yesterday, it was important to make the cut after how overwhelming everything has been after the Masters and the way I felt the first couple of days. Obviously, with a little bit of the, a little bit cautious the first 2 days. So today, even though it was much tougher with the windy conditions and how gusty it was out there, I was able to hit some really, really quality, some really good quality shots. And thanks to that, and some great putts, and thanks to that, we were able to shoot a very good 5-under.
Did you feel rusty at all coming into this week after not having played since the Masters and having so much stuff going on before this?
No, because I did practice. I practiced for a solid 2 weeks, so I didn't feel rusty game-wise. I felt rusty probably head-wise. I felt like there were a lot of thoughts going in my head, and like I said the first day, I was still thinking about the Masters and everything that has been going on, and it was like I said earlier, it was important to shoot a decent round. I mean, obviously had the finish that I had on Thursday, and then shoot a solid round yesterday, make the cut, and then kind of free up a little bit today and play a little bit more like I was playing the week of the Masters.
What's it about this course that suits you so well?
I just like the golf course. I've told you guys many, many times, it's one of my favorite most favorite golf courses we play all year. And for some reason, I can see what I want to do. Obviously, there's a couple of tee shots here and there that are a little bit uncomfortable, but I see what I want to do, and I can see most of my reads quite well, and I just feel comfortable on it. So it usually helps to play better.
Did you like it all the way, or do you have to kind of grow into it, the golf course?
I liked it all the way. I liked it since 2000, I think, was the first year I played it, and I liked it. I didn't play as well as I would like to the first couple of years, but then once I started learning how to play the course better and stuff, it definitely, it definitely helped out, and because of that, I've been fortunate to be fairly successful here.
What do you like to Masters help you take Thursday's start more in stride and loosen up and be able to bounce back? Is there any impact of that?
No, not at all. I felt like a little bit on chains on Thursday because of that. Yeah, because like I said before, because how overwhelming everything has been, and you know, you get there and you're like, I was thinking, come on, you have to play well after winning the Masters. You have to. And I kind of probably put a little bit too much pressure on myself. I tightened up a little bit, and I didn't play as well as I've been playing. And because of that, you know, I struggled a little bit. Obviously, the hole-in-one helped a lot. And I said when we finished the first round, it was important to make it a decent round after being four over after six, because of that now we're in a much better position.
Again, Sergio Garcia in contention already with the Masters Championship. It is GNN Live here for a Saturday night in the aftermath of the third round of the Players Championship. TJ Reeves, Ryan Ballingy with you. Hey, one more thought from you on Sergio that I want to ask Jason Sobel of ESPN.com about this in a little while when we get a chance to talk to him. That hole-in-one, though, Ryan, it is looming large from Thursday. It turned around Sergio's Thursday round, and that may end up being a factor on Sunday where he's in contention by a shot or two, and the ace is a big deal.
The ace turns out to be the huge shot of the week, right? I mean, if he doesn't make that, he doesn't make the cut. I mean, that's how important this is, the entire thing right now. And then makes eagle on 16 today. And again, jolts himself right back into the tournament. All of a sudden goes from having a nice day to, hey, maybe Sergio can win this thing. And there's only ever been one guy that's won the Masters and the Players in the same year. That's Tiger in 01. And Sergio Garcia, 16 years later, is in very good position to be able to do that again.
We'll see if that's the case. Ryan, stand by. We're going to pause here. We're going to hear from our presenting sponsor, Popticals Pop-Out Sunglasses. They again, are our presenting sponsor here for all of our coverage from the Players Championship, and we've got a great giveaway going on from them. You're going to hear more from Preston Porter in just a couple of moments from Popticals, their social media and promotions manager. And again, Jason Sobel of ESPN.com coming up. It's a Saturday recap of the third round of the Players Championship. We will continue. Stay with us. And it is time to tell you more about our presenting sponsor. That is Popticals and our friends with Pop-Out Sunglasses at Popticals. They say pack small, live big at Popticals, and Preston Porter is here, who is the social media and PR manager for Popticals. Great to have you. We're going to talk in a second about a contest that you have to give away, but if they are golfers and they are listening to us, Popticals has a line of golf pop-out sunglasses that they're going to want to know more about, including the Nidef golf sunglasses that are going to enhance their game. Let's talk a little bit about your product and why, if they are a golfer, they're going to be so interested in this. Tell me more here, Preston.
Sure. So Popticals, let's go over what pop-out sunglasses are. That's usually the first question we get. So typically when you have sunglasses, they get scratched, they get damaged, because there's no place to put wraparound sunglasses when you're not using them. People keep them on their head, tuck them in their shirt, cup holder, everywhere. They get scratched and damaged. What we have developed is a patented system that has a rail system built right into the frame that allows the curved geometry of a wraparound design to fold into itself, slide together, come back down to a really small size, hence pack small, live big. And that goes in a little hard shell case you can put in your pocket, clip onto your belt, clip right onto your golf bag. And all of a sudden, the big clunky glasses that you need and don't need are right there with you.
How about that?
So that's the pop out sunglasses part. And getting back to what you said, we've just partnered with Carl Zeiss Vision, who is a giant in the world of optics. They make scopes, camera lenses. The first pictures on the moon were taken with Zeiss lenses. So excellent company. We were lucky enough to partner with them to do a Nidef golf lens. So Nidef is actually made out of nylon as opposed to polycarbonate. And what that does is, first, when you pick them up, they're about 16 to 20% lighter than polycarbonate lenses. So super comfortable on your face, light as a feather. But the game changer of having nylon instead of polycarbonate is they're significantly clearer than polycarbonate. They really have, you'll be able to see every single detail of every single part of the course. And what separates them from our regular Nidef lenses is, again, working with Carl Zeiss Vision, we developed a purple and a violet tint And basically that desaturates green as you're looking at the course, because when your eye is looking at any part of a golf course, your eye is basically overloaded with green light, and you have some trouble differentiating between the different, you know, curves, undulations, all that kind of stuff. So what the tint of the Nidef golf lenses do is actually desaturates the color and enhances the contrast. So it really ups your game in being able to see all different parts of the course and any details that you otherwise might miss with another pair of sunglasses.
And for the fans that are listening to us, they've got a chance to win a pair of these popticals. They need to check out GNN's website, the Golf News Net, and also check out Poptical's social media as well as GNN's social media for a contest giving away a pair of these Nidef golf sunglasses for the weekend. They're going to get their hands here in this situation, Preston, on a pair of Popticals that retail for between $175 and $200 for free just by listening to us and by checking out GNN and checking out their social media and going to Poptical sites as well.
Yeah, you can go over to popticals.com, browse some of our styles. The Nidef golf lenses come in 5 different styles, so kind of get the style that fits your face shape. Learn a little bit more about the lens technology and what makes Nidef golf lenses so special.
So again, you can find out more about Popticals going to popticals.com. Also check out their Facebook page, their social media on Twitter as well at Popticals. And again, we're giving away a pair of these Nidef golf sunglasses. They will help you with all the contrast and the colors out in the bright sunshine this summer from our presenting sponsor, popticals.com. It's going to be a great weekend at the Players Championship, and we appreciate Preston Porter for being with us. It's going to be an exciting weekend of golf, that's for sure. And we've got more on the way as GNN Live rolls on. Stay with us. We are back in. It is GNN Live with round number 3 of the Players' Championship in the books. Ryan Ballingy will rejoin me here in a moment or two, but I get a chance right now to talk with Jason Sobel of ESPN.com. I always enjoy conversations with you. It's been a little while for you and I to talk some golf. Good to see you here at the Players.
Good to see you too, TJ. We got a great leaderboard coming on. Not exactly the big names, but it never really is here. It's always guys where you just got to grind it out here, and that's what we're seeing so far.
All right, so that being said, the Masters champion, Sergio Garcia, what I wanted to bring you on about, you and I were at his press conference. We played that earlier, played much of it earlier. It was a fascinating scene with kids chanting his name for about 15 minutes. Sergio, the Masters champ, standing there, seeming relaxed after playing great golf. What did you make of that press conference and the way that he played today to really put himself in contention?
Well, yeah, there's a little kids zone right behind the flash area where we do our interviews. And 3 days in a row now, Sergio has walked off the golf course, serenaded by little kids going, "Sergio, Sergio." They all want his autograph. They're all being really gracious towards him. And Sergio has been very gracious towards the crowds here. He said, "I've always received a ton of support here. They've always liked me." It's funny. We're only 2 years removed from what I remember as a very Ricky Fowler partisan crowd in that playoff, and they were not very nice to Sergio Garcia on that Sunday afternoon when he was playing for this title. So I think the tide has turned for him. We saw the fans really getting behind him at the Masters last month, and I think they were behind him this week at the Players' Championship. It used to be maybe fun for the fans in the U.S. to sort of love to hate Sergio Garcia. I think we're done with that. I think the fans love to love him now.
Well, and one of the cliches that comes to mind when you're saying that, everybody loves a winner, right? When you win, and you win a big one like the Masters, everybody loves you.
Exactly, and I think everyone's jumping on that Sergio Garcia bandwagon right now, and to his credit, he is more than happy to drive that bandwagon and let everybody hop on.
Okay, so he and Perez and Griot, they shot 66, 67 in lesser conditions earlier today to get themselves in contention. In Sergio's case, that hole-in-one on Thursday, that may loom very big. As we don't know, but as Sunday unfolds, that may end up being an important part of the finish of this tournament for him and maybe him having a chance to win.
We have talked for years about the golf gods being against Sergio Garcia, and not only us, Sergio Garcia has talked about the golf gods being against Sergio Garcia, and yet it seems like things have turned a little bit. Of course, what happened in the Masters last month, and then first round, as you mentioned, he makes the hole-in-one. Look, that ball didn't have to go in the hole. Somebody guided that into the hole. That's, of course, the golf gods. That's not Sergio himself. On Friday, he had a ball that hit the actual wood bulkhead around the green, stayed on the green, easily could have gone into the water. He's getting a whole lot of breaks right now. Not that he doesn't deserve them, not that he isn't working hard and practicing and, you know, playing some good golf out here, but, boy, it does seem like not just the fans behind him, but maybe the golf gods as well.
One more for Jason Sobel of ESPN.com here. Sergio, former champion. Sergio, who, as you mentioned, 2 years ago was in the playoff. Also came close when Tiger won in 2013, was in contention. How valuable is that for him compared to guys that have not won this thing that may be up in front of him when Sunday begins? What's your opinion?
I saw a stat earlier today, and I would give credit if I remembered where it came from, but
that's okay. Rip it off as your own.
I'm ripping it off. I will absolutely admit that. But I believe Sergio Garcia has 6 more rounds in the 60s here at TPC Sawgrass than anybody else in the past decade. So the fact that he has played really good golf here before, he's lost here before. I always think that losing is an experience that most people see as negative. I see it as positive. I think most players see it as a positive as well. So he's been through that. He understands what it takes to both win and lose here, and he understands how to avoid those mistakes down the stretch. I really like his chances come Sunday.
I love this guy. He's a great follow on Twitter. Read him on ESPN.com. See him on SportsCenter and elsewhere. You multimedia superstar, Jason Sobel. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to see you, buddy.
And there you go. There's Jason Sobel's thoughts on what happened Saturday with Sergio Garcia. And again, he is in the top 10 here with a chance at this 44th playing of the Players' Championship. Again, a previous win for him, a couple of runner-up finishes for him, and most recently a couple of years ago. So experience is a big deal. And Ryan Ballingy, as we call you back in one final time, I know even at the top of the leaderboard with names like J.B. Holmes and Kyle Stanley and Louis Oosthuizen and Siwoo Kim, you're not necessarily a believer in those guys at the top of this leaderboard that the winner is necessarily going to come out of that group.
Yeah, I'm not sold whatsoever. This is kind of the thing the Players does really interestingly, especially since the move to May, but it does kind of do this consistently. But for the first 3 days, you get the look of a leaderboard of a regular PGA Tour event where you got, I don't really recognize a whole lot of these names at the top unless you're kind of a golf geek who watches week to week like I am. But for a lot of fans, this is kind of an unknown leaderboard until you kind of start getting down to Sergio and Pat Perez a little bit and Ian Poulter and maybe to some extent Patrick Cantlay. And then you kind of go, okay, well, there's some names lurking that could really do some damage tomorrow and could be a very popular winner or could at least be a very well-known winner. And that's what seems to happen here. You always get one guy who you don't expect to be a part of it, and you always get one guy who you knew should have been a part of it the whole time. And that would lead me to believe you get something like Sergio Garcia and maybe Siwoo Kim tomorrow, and a nice little interesting showdown between not only generations but different types of players and guys with different types of records.
And again, Louis Oosthuizen has a major championship. He's in contention, as we talked about. Sergio Garcia tied for 7th, as it turns out, through 3 rounds of this event. We'll see what can happen there. And again, Ian Poulter, an interesting story. We haven't mentioned that name as of yet. He's playing on that medical exemption. He's got an exemption from the exemption to be playing in the Players' Championship. There he is, tied for 5th. As this thing unfolds on Saturday at 6 under par, maybe Poulter able to make a move. We will find out. It's going to be a lot of fun, Ryan. I know we're anxious to watch what happens on Mother's Day and a Sunday finish at the Players' Championship. Going to be a blast to watch it unfold and then talk about it tomorrow evening in the aftermath on GNN Live, right?
Yeah, the Players' finish is always dramatic. It's always interesting. Like we said earlier in the week, 16, 17, and 18, they almost never fail to deliver. So I think we should get a good finish no matter who the winner is. We'll have a good one.
Well, and we have seen some guys making moves on 16, 17, and 18 this weekend. Why do we get the feeling that it may very well come down to that? Ryan, great job. My thanks also to Jason Sobel, ESPN.com, for helping us out. Reminder, our sponsor is Popticals, our presenting sponsor, Popticals Pop Out Sunglasses. They again are presenting sponsor for our coverage here on Golf News Net and GNN Live. You can check out more about Popticals at popticals.com, and we've got the contest for those NIDEF golf sunglasses that are going on. Go to their social media at Facebook and also Popticals on Twitter. The same with the Golf News Net Twitter account as well. And you've got a chance to register by just following Golf News Net or Popticals on Twitter or sharing the Facebook post. Register to win a free pair of those NIDEF golf sunglasses that we'll be giving away in the aftermath of this Players' Championship. For Ryan Ballingy, I'm TJ Reeves. Championship Sunday on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Let's see what happens at Sawgrass. Will it be one of the guys up at the top like Oosthuizen or Holmes or Kyle Stanley? Will it be Sergio? Will it be Ian Poulter? We're going to find out Sunday and come back tomorrow night to talk all about it on GNN Live. Bye.